Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Michelle Obama today is convening a White House summit on food marketing. The White House says the goal is to get involved parties talking about how to help consumers make healthier food choices, including by enlisting the persuasive power of the multi-million dollar food marketing industry. Representatives from the food and media industries have been invited, along with advocates, parents, representatives of government agencies, and researchers. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sale of 1.930 million metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September 1st. Also out the door, another 182,000 tons of soybeans, this to delivery to unknown destinations, and also during the 2013-14 marketing year. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store Incorporated's fiscal fourth quarter earnings fell 1.1% as revenue declined due to one less week of sales than a year earlier. For the period ending August 2nd, Cracker Barrel reported a profit of $34.3 million, or $1.43 a share, down from $34.7 million, or $1.47 a share a year earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,442, down 23 points. The NASDAQ, 3190, it's up 6 3/4. And the S&P 500 is 1697, it is down 0.5 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A favorable mix of weather will occur across the Midwest over these next few days. Actually, we could probably go out another week or 10 days when the weather is going to continue to support late season summer crop development, as well as the maturation of early season crops and even some harvest progress. We do expect to see rainfall today across the Midwest to be relatively light and somewhat infrequent. Most areas that get precipitation will not likely see more than a quarter of an inch, but there will be a few counties out there who will get a half inch or more. Precipitation is going to be random today, could occur in just about any location across the region, but probably will favor eastern portions of Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and areas eastward into parts of Indiana. The precipitation, again, will be not very well organized, so quite a few areas will get nothing, and others will end up with a little bit of moisture, but no major soaking is expected across the region. Now, there will be a cool front that will develop in the western Corn Belt tomorrow, and as it moves eastward, it will likely become more enhanced with rain and thunderstorm activity. The precipitation will likely end up occurring along the frontal boundary itself and forming a line of stronger thunderstorms, perhaps from Kansas to Wisconsin at some point tomorrow evening. And that line will march across the Mississippi River Valley and into parts of Illinois and Indiana as we go into Friday morning. The precipitation will then diminish as the frontal boundary moves further to the east. We are expecting these areas where the enhanced thunderstorm activity occurs to get 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch of rain, and perhaps a few locations could get 1 1/4 to 1.5 inches of moisture. But the areas to the northwest of this region and to the east of this region will probably not see nearly that much rainfall, with many areas seeing just 1/10 to 5/10, local 3/4 of an inch. Frontal boundary will be fairly quick moving through the region. We do expect dry weather to occur behind it. Will be mostly dry across all of the Midwest by probably sometime on Friday afternoon. We'll expect to see no other precipitation occur for many areas through a big part of the following 3 to 5 days. Now, in the northwestern Corn Belt, there will be another frontal boundary Sunday and Monday, but it will be a diminishing front, and it will not likely generate more than 1/4 inch of rain in very many locations. Most of that precipitation will occur from Nebraska into Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas, and it looks like at this point in time that if anyone gets more than 1/4 inch of rain, they will be considered lucky. The frontal boundary does fall apart. It'll be followed by a more significant front that will come across the Midwest Wednesday and Thursday of next week, a full week from now. That'll be the 25th, actually all the way out into the 28th. There'll be a good chance for rain across most of the U.S. key crop areas from the plains through the Midwest down into the lower Mississippi River Valley and the southeastern corner of the country. The frontal boundary will generate another quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain as it moves through the Midwest. We'll likely see our temperatures staying relatively warm over the next full week. Readings will likely be 1 to 3 degrees above average for both the eastern and western portions of the Midwest, and we expect to see some chilly weather occur across the northern plains as we move forward into the Friday-Saturday time period. Lows those two mornings could drop down into the upper 30s and 40s, with a few middle 30s possible from Montana to Minnesota. Most of that cooler air will moderate before it gets into the key U.S. Midwest crop-producing states. We do not expect any risk of frost or freezes in the heart of the Corn Belt anytime soon, at least for the next 10 days. It does look like we will see relatively good conditions again, with temperatures late next week turning cooler across the eastern Midwest, but we'll turn right around and bounce back into a warmer mode as we move into the last days of September, with our next frontal boundary moving across the Midwest in the early days of October, with another chance for cooling to occur after that. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 692 and a quarter up to. Soft December, 645 up to. December corn, 455 up one. July, 482 and three quarters up one and a quarter. November soybeans, 1337 and a quarter, down five and a quarter. July, 1292 and a quarter, up three quarters. October soybean meal, 425.50, down 330. October soybean oil, 4207, up seven. October live cattle, 124.87 and a half, down 30. September feeders, 156.42 and a half, down 17 and a half. And October lean hogs, 90.37 and a half, and they are down 60. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
By the hair of its chinny-chin-chin, November soybeans managed to keep the gap on the downside alive by a quarter of a cent yesterday. Mm-hmm. What does it all mean?
You know, I've, over the last couple, 3 years, I've probably put a little bit less emphasis on the gaps, but I would say that the leaving that gap open did prompt a little bit of that recovery yesterday, and I think basically repelling off of those lows was somewhat important. I think going forward, what we have to think about is what are our yield prospects and what can we expect to see at the quarterly grain stocks at the end of the month?
And there is harvesting going on in soybeans already in Indiana, yes?
Yes. We've seen some early yields. Some stuff as high as 60 has been reported. Some stuff down around 40 is also in the mix. What we're seeing right now is that the shorter season varieties seem to, that were planted early seem to be yielding the best, but the agronomic perspective seems to think that yield is probably going to taper off going forward.
So the question is, what side of 40 do we end up on?
You know, we're thinking south of 40. We've got an in-house estimate of about 39 right now, but it's still too early to really, you know, dig your heels in and make a statement.
Have we set ourselves up for a volatile October crop production and WASDE report?
You know, I think the stage is set for the USDA to make some assumptions. We still need to focus more on their demand estimates because it's probably too soon to make a strong statement as far as supply is concerned. But as far as volatility is concerned, what I think most producers need to be mindful of right now is the futures market has been basically assuming a bearish stance. But the basis levels are probably going to be the most volatile thing here. When we've got some areas that need to source some corn or need to source some beans in short term, the basis levels are probably going to be very volatile. You know, we've seen some stuff as far as 50 over for beans to option price, and corn basis is probably going to be almost as volatile.
turn your attention to corn. Your thoughts there?
Corn yields basically tapering off just a little bit, less than expected, but I think we've found a value level that's at least, I'd say, respectable at this point in time.
What did you make of the FSA numbers yesterday?
I think the biggest thing there is I think the planted acres were lower than expected, but the question is how does the USDA incorporate those into the WASD numbers? That's everybody's guess.
Do you think that they might not even do anything with it?
It's possible. I tend to think they probably need to do something to address those to build some confidence in their numbers, but there's no statute or no rules or that they have to incorporate those into the into the numbers.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace: December corn, 455, up 1. July, 482 and a half, up 1. November soybeans, 1337, down 5.5. July, 1292 and 3/4, up 1.25. October soybean meal, 425.30, down 350. October soybean oil, 4207, up 7. October lean hogs, 9040, down 57.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.